Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 27, Symptoms of Ecstatic Love. The bodily symptoms manifested by a devotee in expressing ecstatic love for Krishna are called anubhava. Practical examples of anubhava are as follows: dancing, rolling on the ground, singing very loudly, stretching of the body, crying loudly, yawning, breathing very heavily, neglecting the presence of others, drooling, laughing like a madman, wheeling of the head, and belching. When there is an extraordinary excess of ecstatic love, with all of these bodily symptoms being manifested, one thus feels relieved transcendentally. And these symptoms are divided into two parts. One is called kshita, and the other is called kshepana. When there is yawning, the symptoms are called kshita, and when there is dancing, they are called kshepana. Dancing. While watching the rasa dance performed by Lord Krishna and the gopis, Lord Shiva beheld the beautiful face of Krishna and immediately began to dance, beating upon his small dindima drum. And while Lord Shiva was dancing in ecstasy, his eldest son Ganesha joined him. Rolling on the ground. In the third canto, first chapter, verse 32 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vidura inquires from Uddhava, Kachit Buddha Svasti Anamiya Aste Shvapalka Putro Bhagavat Prapanaha Ya Krishna Padankata Marga Pansushu Acheshtata Prema Vibhina Darya. O my dear friend, is Akura in an auspicious condition? Not only is Akura a learned scholar and sinless, but he is also a devotee of Lord Krishna. Akura has such ecstatic love for Krishna that I have seen Akura rolling upon Krishna's footprints in the dust as if bereft of all sense. And similarly, one gopi gave a message to Krishna that Radharani, because of her separation from Krishna and because of her enchantment with the aroma of Krishna's flower garlands, Radha was rolling on the ground, thereby bruising her soft body, singing loudly. One gopi informed Krishna that when Srimati Radharani was singing about Krishna's glories, Radharani enchanted all of her friends in such a way that they all became stone-like and dull. At the same time, the nearby stones began to melt away in ecstatic love. When Narada Muni was chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Narada was chanting so loudly that it was apprehended that Lord Nrisimha had appeared. Thus all the demons began to flee in different directions. Stretching the body. It is said that sometimes when Narada Muni, the carrier of the Veena, remembers Lord Krishna in great ecstasy, Narada begins to stretch his body so vigorously that his sacred thread gives way, crying loudly. A gopi once said to Krishna, O my dear son of Nanda Maharaj, by the sound of your flute, Srimati Radharani has become full of lamentation and fear, and thus with a faltering voice, Radha is crying like a kurari bird. It is described that by hearing the vibration of Krishna's flute, Lord Shiva becomes very puzzled and begins to cry so loudly into space that the demons become vanquished and the devotees become overwhelmed with joy. Yawning. It is said that when the full moon rises, the lotus petals become expanded. So similarly, when Krishna used to appear before Radharani, her face, which is compared to the lotus flower, would expand by Radha's yawning. Breathing heavily. As far as breathing heavily is concerned, it is stated, the gopi Lalita is just like a chatiki bird, which only takes water falling directly from the rain cloud and not from any other source. So in this statement, Krishna is compared to the dark cloud, and Lalita is compared to the chatiki bird seeking only Krishna's company. The metaphor continues to say, just as a heavy wind sometimes disperses a mighty cloud, so the heavy breath from Lalita's nostrils caused her to miss Krishna, who had disappeared by the time she recovered herself, neglecting the presence of others. There is the example of the wives of the Brahmanas who were performing sacrifices at Vrindavana as they left home. As soon as they heard that Krishna was nearby, they left their homes without caring for their learned husbands, and the husbands began to discuss this among themselves. How wonderful is the attraction for Krishna that it has made these women leave us without any care. So this is the influence of Krishna. Anyone who becomes attracted to Krishna can be relieved from the bondage of birth and death, which can be compared to the locked up homes which were neglected by the wives of the Brahmanas. In the Padyavali, there is a statement by some devotees, we shall not care for any outsiders, and if they should deride us, we still shall not care for them. We shall simply enjoy the transcendental mellow of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and thus we shall roll on the ground and dance ecstatically. In this way, we shall eternally enjoy transcendental bliss. Drooling. As an example of the running down of saliva from the mouth, it is stated that sometimes when Narada Muni was chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Narada would remain stunned for a while and saliva would ooze from his mouth, laughing like a madman. When a devotee laughs very loudly like a madman, it is done out of an extraordinary agitation of ecstatic love within the heart. Such mad laughing is an expression of the condition of the heart, which is technically called atahasa. When a devotee becomes affected with this mental condition, one's love is expressed through the lips. The laughing sounds coming one after another are compared to flowers falling from the creeper of devotion, which grows within the heart of the devotee. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, devotional service to the Lord is also compared to a creeper which rises up to the lotus feet of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. Wheeling of the head. One gopi told her friend, it appears that Lord Krishna, the enemy of the demon Agha, has released from his mouth a whirlwind which is acting on your head and is gradually proceeding to do the same to the other lotus-eyed gopis. Belching. Sometimes belching also becomes a symptom of ecstatic love for Krishna. There is evidence of this in Paurnamasi's address to a crying associate of Srimati Radharani. My dear daughter, don't be worried because Srimati Radharani is belching. I am about to offer a remedial measure for this symptom. So do not cry so loudly. This belching is not due to indigestion. No, it is a sign of ecstatic love for Krishna. and I shall arrange to cure this belching symptom immediately. Do not be worried. This statement by Paunamasi is evidence that ecstatic love for Krishna is sometimes manifested through belching. Sometimes trembling of the whole body and hemorrhaging from some part of the body are also manifested in response to ecstatic love for Krishna. But such symptoms are very rare, and therefore Srila Rupa Goswami does not discuss any further on this point. Thus ends Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 27, Symptoms of Ecstatic Love, recorded March 12, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.